This is the BBC.
Here's Tuesday Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Charlie Sloth on Real or No Real. Lee Ryan off EastEnders plays innuendo bingo and finds absolutely everything hilarious. And have you been banned from a pub or a club? We can try and help reverse that ban. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Hey Chris.
Hey Scott.
Right, tell me about this nail situation.
Well, the situation is simple. I've decided I'm going to stop biting my nails, right? I think you should do the same. It looks gross.
It's horrible. I really noticed it when there was like a close-up of my hand on one of the Eurovision shows last week, and I was disgusted.
Every time I have a photo taken here at Radio 1, I don't know if people notice, but what I do is I kind of curl my fingers up so that you can't see my nails. It's just gross. People always comment on it, and I don't know what I can do to stop biting my nails.
So Clara Amfo has just popped in and says that me and you need to go, and I'm down for this. You know me, I love a bit of male grooming. I am keen to go and get these clear shellacs that she tells me about.
I don't fully understand why we're going to get nails painted.
No, I think I don't know. People will know that.
This is what I mean. What does that solve?
It covers the nail though, I think. But so that you can't bite them.
No, I think what it does is highlight the problem. Because all you're doing is painting the nails. I know this is gross if you're eating your lunch. What I was thinking is, how about I sent an all-staff email saying, if you see me biting my nails, punch me.
No. Like, this is a workplace.
Yeah, but people send emails around about sponsoring for marathons and stuff like that.
Yeah, a lot of those.
Maybe I should get it sponsored.
Yeah.
That's what everyone does.
I think I'd rather have the shellacs.
I don't understand what the shellacs. If someone can explain why the shellac thing would work, then I'll
let us know. We're clueless.
This is BBC Radio 1.
I think we're just going to go and get nails painted, which seems a bit rubbish, Scott.
Anything to make them look better, because they are gross.
Scott Mills.
See if this puts you off biting your nails, all right? Because it's a problem for both of us.
Go on, Em.
Steph says, I used to bite my nails, and then when I was 13, someone told me that biting your nails is as bad as licking a public toilet seat because of all the germs, or like licking a handrail at like a train station.
Yeah, but I'm not in the habit of licking toilet seats, am I? That's not solving anything.
No, but it's as bad as.
Yeah, but if I was licking toilet seats at the same rate that I was biting my nails, then we'd be discussing this, but...
Not going to happen? Not going to help.
It's probably not going to stop me, is it?
Apparently self-control is all I need. Would you lick a door handle? That's basically what you're doing. Give it up, says John.
I think we need to get competitive so actually see who can grow their nails the longest.
Yeah, I want, like on those TV shows
you see.
Yeah,
like the big ones.
Like the massive
ones. The curly ones.
Should we have a competition?
Go on.
Scott Mills.
Yes, Lee Ryan.
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing, mate? You all right?
You all right?
Yes, good to see you, mate.
You too. Do you know, I was going through some old clips the other day and I found what I think is your first... interview that you did as Blue, and I'm about 15 or something, or maybe a bit older, spiky hair, and it's just weird to watch. It was on Top of the Pops.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, God, those days. I don't remember a lot from back then.
You're not? No.
No, I don't, honestly. It's
all a blur.
It is. Yeah, wrong band, but yeah.
Yeah. Are you loving the EastEnders, though?
Yeah, absolutely. To be honest with you, it's been crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, it happened so fast, like, from the moment they called me and said, look, come in for a meeting, and then said to me, oh, actually, this isn't a meeting, this is an audition, there's a monologue, you've got 10 minutes. And I was like, and then literally the next day they rang me and said, oh, you've got the part. And then
The next day.
And then they said, oh, by the way, you've got 10 days and you start filming. I was like, what? Excuse me?
Whoa.
I mean, my whole life just got flipped upside down within the space of a week.
So it was like, how nerve-wracking was it on the first day?
I was very nervous, but I was excited as well. But I walked into the Queen Vic and I just started giggling. I thought, what am I doing here? How did this happen? Yeah, cool. So I was like, I was looking around. I you know, went up and talked to the little statue and said hello to her. I was like, you're right.
I got a tour once a couple of years ago from Jake Wood, who plays Max Browning.
Yeah.
And it's just so weird going around there.
Yeah.
Because you've seen it on TV like all your life.
Yeah.
And it's just like when you first walk onto that square, you think, oh, it's a bit small.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I walked on and the first thing I said was, that's where Phil got shot.
Yeah.
And it was really surreal, you know, it was crazy because I've been brought up being on there. And then
and
even sometimes I'd be like acting and I was, you know, opposite like a character, Ian Bill. And I had to try and keep in character. So I was actually thinking, I'm acting with Ian Beale.
It's kind of out of body.
It's like you have to really try and not, you know, because you're sitting there with some iconic characters. Like Dot walked in, and I just couldn't. I got really starstruck.
I wouldn't know what to do.
I got starstruck, and she went, "Hello, love."
Oh,
like that, and I was like, "Oh."
But that's the point, isn't it? Because you're such a big fan of the show, you only know them as characters.
Massively.
Really, you don't know them as people.
No,
it's like anyone else who's watching it getting involved in that show.
Oh, Lee, you haven't called him Ian Beale to his face, have you?
No. I'll wait until the live episode.
Yeah, do
for that.
The live episode. is being in EastEnders harder or easier than being a pop star?
A bit different. I mean, it's different. I mean, this isn't the first time I've acted in my life.
No.
It was, I did Holby City when I was younger before I even got in Blue. So,
yeah.
And that's how I knew Julia Crampsey for many years.
Who's she? Sorry,
she's the casting director.
Right.
But she always wanted me to kind of audition for EastEnders. But she kind of rang me up and said like there was a part for me. And then I said, oh, I've got in a band called Blue. And she was like, oh, if it don't work out, give me a call. And I was
are good options. Aren't
they? Not bad, is it?
Yeah, but I was only young then. I was only like 16.
Yeah.
So sorry, I'm rambling.
Do you look at boy bands now and think they're a bit rubbish compared to Blue?
What? No. No, I think everyone... No, of course not. I mean,
we're epic.
I think we were like the kind of band that boys could like, if
yeah.
you know what I mean. We were like that kind of band. I mean, when we came out, there was like Westlife and Blue and that was kind of our era.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy for that because we got to do Top of the Pops and we got to experience the life without internet and
yeah.
you know, download. And stuff. So all this streaming, I'm so old school. I'm like, what's that? I still don't get my. I still can't get my head around it.
Have you got some good storylines coming up?
Yes, this week's going to be great. I'm really looking forward to this week. It's the first time that Danny's coming back, and I've always wanted to act with Danny Dyer.
Right.
He's like, you know, he's a legend, isn't he? Really,
yeah.
And you know,
must be quite hard to pretend to hate him.
No, it was. You know what the thing is? It's like again, like when you're going at like acting with each other, it is hard because I'm sitting there as well and thinking I'm acting with Danny Dyer.
Yeah.
You know, it's quite hard. You know, because you have to get into
this.
The part and you have to really stay focused within what the scene is. And sometimes I just get a bit overwhelmed. I've got to be honest.
Oh, that's sweet though.
No, it's true.
Nice. And today you're back. Last time you played, it was just after Celebrity Big Brother.
What?
Yeah, you were superb on that one.
Stop it.
Well,
it's a bit like mustard, that, isn't it?
You
know, right? You're like, was it Marmite, mustard? One of the two.
It's like mustard. You either love it or hate it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to play James Bay.
That'll be a quote of the century.
James Bay, Hold by the River. And then Lee's going to play In Your
Living. Some people don't like mustard. It's true.
True that.
Scott Mills.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Today, Lee Ryan is in the wet seat on Innuendo Bingo. Watch it on the Radio 1 website. We'll have a video on Radio 1 Facebook for you later. All right.
Just look at me. What top I've got?
He's just got a T-shirt, but he hasn't actually...
I thought he said take that.
No. Wrong band.
Again, wrong band.
Right.
Blur, take that.
Lee Ryan is here, and let's take some water in our mouths as much as we can handle, please. Fill your cheeks.
What's the other one from Blue doing now? The Costa, Anthony Costa. What does he do?
He's doing
now?
A show for Bill Kenwright.
Is it?
Yeah. Do you want to go see it?
Can you get us tickets? Duncan's doing all right, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
In the Hollyoaks and that?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, let's get on with the game. First, here is Radio 1's Lord of the Dance, Danny Howard. And here, Danny proving that as long as there's loud dance music playing behind you, you can get away with saying absolutely anything like this.
This is Green Velvet and Detlef's Freak It. Before that, Nitron, Shake Your House, coming on. Reva Stars, Snatch.
Literally, you can say anything. Thanks, Danny.
Nitron, Shake Your House, coming on. Reva Stars, Snatch.
Just words, isn't it? It's just words.
Yeah.
Okay. So, more water, please. Come on, lads. It's not really wet at the moment. Don't hold it in, Lee. Just brush it out. Come on.
I'm not.
Next, we're going over to Five Live Extra. Test match special. Chris, you can show him how on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this one features the legendary Jonathan Agnew. And here, Aggers is being brutally honest about how he spent his time off.
Hello, Aggers. It's our...
Ebony Ranger. I haven't seen you for months.
I know. Where have you been? Well, you've been trotting around on horses, haven't you?
What, a little bit.
The rest of us have been in the office or in the cold, and you're...
Well, yes. I showed you my riding film.
It was very good. I was quite jealous, actually.
Yeah. Beautiful place. Beautiful place. Riding it. I've had a hand job.
It's fine. What happened?
Well, I don't know. We're just very wet here, Scott.
Oh, in the crotchal area.
Everywhere.
Yeah. There's Aggers there.
Is he all right?
Fine.
Beautiful place. Beautiful place. Right again. I've had a hand job.
We got up to in his time off. More water, please.
Okay. That was good.
Next, we're going over to Inside Out Northwest on BBC One. And one of our favourite clips from the last few weeks. Oh no, Lee's going to lose it.
Beautiful place, beautiful place. Right again, I've had a hand job.
Inside Out, and we join a very impressed Simon O'Brien. I mean, if I walked through one of these as big as this, I think I'd be equally impressed.
Wow. This is extraordinary.
It's impressive, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is.
Yes.
Yeah.
What you just walked through is called the gash.
Oh, this is a good one.
I'm too immature to play this game.
That's the idea. Remember, it's just innuendo. It's just in your mind. There we are. It's Inside Out Northwest.
What you just walked through is called the gash.
Water, please. Simon was being shown around the Williamson tunnels in Liverpool there, and the narrow entrances to the tunnels are called the gash. So there we have it. Now let's go over to Sean Keaveney on Six Music. Another one of our favourites. Radio 1's big weekend in Hull is just over 1 week away. And I have actually asked the management at Radio 1 to make sure Big Weekend is a bit more like the Six Music Festival. It sounds wonderful.
That's it, isn't it? You sober up and you think, yeah. Did I? Oh, God, I did.
Seemed okay at the time.
It's a bit like that time at Leeds Arena, you may remember, when you, Sean Keaveney, ran across the stage and beat a hasty retreat.
I was tossed off by one of the security men.
I think he meant tossed out. Got removed.
By one of the security men as well.
Yeah.
He must have got backstage passes.
No, they removed him.
I was tossed off by one of the security men.
All happens at Six Music. Okay, let's go over to...
What you do for free tickets these days?
I know, right? Now it's Country File on BBC One. Water, please. Now let's hear from Ben, who is a chainsaw sculptor. Now, I used to get similar phone calls to this, but just one call to my phone provider put a stop to them for good. If you're getting them, you should do the same.
Where do you get it all from?
Well, most of this comes from Norfolk, Suffolk and Essex. People ring me up, offer me wood.
Lee is making me laugh so much today.
That's a great one. That's a good one.
Like I said, just call your phone provider.
People ring me up, offer me wood.
Water, please. I'm enjoying this.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow. Now we're going over to the news on BBC Radio 2. And this French economic advisor promises to be tough on Brexit. But will anyone take him seriously when they find out his name?
Chief economic advisor has insisted that though he will be tough during Brexit talks, he won't seek to punish Britain. Jacques Maillard, who's a Republican member of the French Parliament...
Oh, that's the worst name I've ever heard.
Jacques Maillard, who's a Republican member of the French Parliament.
Imagine having to read that. Poor lady.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, that's the worst.
That's great.
Water, please. I've gone hot.
That's killing me. That
is. Water there?
And then... All right, yeah.
Jacques Maillard, who's a Republican member.
Sorry, wrong one. Now we're going over to Radio 4 and the radio drama Gloomsbury. Very tense, this play, where Vera and Henry have received a letter from an old acquaintance.
Good luck with your forgiveness project, darling.
Oh, well, I'll have to give it one more shot. Who's that from?
It's Augustus Dong, of all people.
A letter there from Augustus.
It's Augustus Dong, of all people.
And there's more, actually. It would appear that Vera doesn't very much like Augustus Dong and wants to get rid of him as soon as possible so that she can take part in her other pursuits.
Isn't Augustus Dong rumoured to have an extraordinary number of children?
Yes. He wants to drop by this morning as he happens to be in the area.
I want you to get rid of him with lightning speed, Henry. I simply must take advantage of this cloudy weather and trim my box.
And that was Lee Ryan Innuendo Bingo. He's actually lost it.
Jacques Maillard, who's a Republican member of the French Parliament.
That was a good game. We'll have a video for you later. Thank you, Lee.
Oh, no, thank you.
Good game.
Scott Mills.
Now, bangers. Hello, Hannah.
Hello.
Is this Hannah that's 24 and from Leicester?
Yes.
Okay, cool. What are you doing today?
I'm at work. It's been a bit boring.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Should you be saying that? So where do you work?
No, don't say that.
I work on a farm. It's okay. My boss doesn't listen. It's fine.
My boss doesn't listen.
And what is the activities that are boring you so much today?
Well, we are just getting our shed ready for a new flock of chickens. So we've got to do lots of tiny little jobs to get everything ready. So yeah. I've been putting in nest mats today.
Yeah, you're right. That is dull.
Tedious.
You can relate though, Scott. Recently put up a shed yourself, didn't you? Oh, sorry, no, you didn't do it yourself. You, of course, hired someone in to come put
the shed up. Because you put a shed up? No, you couldn't.
I could put a shed up.
I've seen you struggle with an IKEA bookcase.
Mate, I could put a shed up, no doubt about it.
No, you couldn't.
I can't wait for the time that I'm in a place in my life where I can put a shed up, prove you wrong.
You wouldn't be able to do it. Arrived in bits. No, you wouldn't.
I'm going to make a banging man shed with pool tables in. And no, it's going to be awesome and you're not going to be invited. You're not going to come round.
Anyway, Hannah, who do you normally pick on bangers?
Well, you do often have very good choices, the both of you, but I have to say I would occasionally side more with Scott.
Oh, that's never happened.
Oh, you'll probably go for me today then.
Okay, this is what I've got for you. Dead Mouse, I Remember.
Ironically, I remember playing this once on Bangers. I don't even think that long ago.
I don't.
Not bad, not bad.
You don't remember. You forget easily.
I don't remember much.
That's a good one.
It is a banger, though.
Right, okay, so you can have that, or...
Or my choice, say, which is this. Yes. Come on. Destination Calabria.
Oh, you just made my decision difficult.
Yeah, by Alex, and then I'm not sure on the last name, but I think it's Galdino.
Alex Galdino.
Oh.
What do you think the chickens would like more?
As a welcoming song, that's... Oh, yes.
Actually, no, don't make it about them. Make it about you, Bebs.
Yeah, I'm getting everything ready for them. They can enjoy it once they're all here.
They'll get what they're given, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they'll deal with it, I'm sure. I'm sure you'll make it nice for them.
Well, I have... Oh, what's going to go? Oh, I don't know. Oh, I'm going to have to choose Chris.
Yes! Okay. Destination unknown,
Destination unknown. Follow me.
That was sabotage on my banger there. You shouldn't be allowed to touch it. Get your filthy paws off it. Horned all over that. I'm sorry if you were enjoying it.
I'm sorry for horning all over it. It's just, I'm sure that one of those, whatever the instrument is on the wonk.
There is one note in that song which occasionally is like...
Yeah, it's not right.
It's like... Wrong key.
It's not right.
That's it. It's like that.
It does my head in every time I hear it.
No robberies here, though. I think we'll all agree.
No need to call Cressida. It's all
nope.
good.
Nope.
Scott Mills.
I've got this this real craving right now for cheesy chips, Scott.
Why?
That I really need to satisfy.
What do you mean?
You know where it feels quite overwhelming? But I'd be so judged because it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, isn't it? It's not right, that.
Well, you just the thought has just popped into your head,
There's
is it?
Like, if I could have one thing right now, I would have cheesy chips.
Right, well, this is not how the link was supposed to go at all.
Sorry, it's really on my mind right now.
Okay, right. Now do what we're going to do. The email?
Yes, well, okay, I've had an email asking for...
Oh, my God. The cheesy chips are overwhelming your mind.
Yes, yeah, sorry.
It's like, just get back in the game. Get really your head back in it.
So anyway, look, we've had this email from someone who has basically asked... Well, they asked you to ask me. So the email says, Scott, can you ask Chris if he will go to Smokey Joe's with me, right? Which is a club in Maidenhead. And
oh, you've been there. You've talked about this.
Yes. And he goes and says, I think I got banned a few weeks ago and I need his celeb status to get me back in.
What, you?
Yeah, so that's from Tom in Maidenhead.
Right, so he thinks that if you go to Smokey Joe's with him, then he'll get that in again.
Something's happened between Tom. He hasn't gone into detail here. For one reason or another, he's not allowed through the doors of Smokey Joe's.
Right.
He thinks if he turns up with me, that's somehow going to work, which it wouldn't.
No.
Because I'm not I'm not a name. I'm not a big... I can't get someone through like that.
You can't,
banned.
You can't reverse the ban.
But that said... We are Radio 1, and I kind of think that if we were to put a call in, as long as it's not been, you know, anything too serious that he's done, because, you know, stuff happens on nights out. You said this earlier. You can go on a night out, and sometimes you can get banned or told to leave a place for sometimes, like, small things.
And sometimes it's not even you that did anything, but they just, there's a group of you or whatever, and they're like, get out.
Happened twice to me. So my friend Cantona... got a bit lively one night and he decided to spray bottles of beer around on the dance floor.
Yeah, don't
like
do that.
Like champagne.
Yeah.
Right, but it was just bottles of beer. So he ends up getting kicked out for that. But because I tried to defend him, I got kicked out.
See, that's happened to me.
Another time, Sardossa fell asleep in the club.
Yeah.
He got kicked out for that.
Yeah.
For falling asleep.
Yeah.
It's not like the most offensive thing, is it?
No, I mean, so we're talking about stuff. Obviously, if you've done something really bad, then we're not going to help you.
There was that club I went to not that long ago. I remember telling you about this. I was really angry about this one. I jumped from the second stair onto the dance floor.
Off.
Got told,
get out.
Don't do that again or you're in big trouble. Next time I went to the toilet, top of the stairs, it's only two stairs, by the way, from there to the dance floor, jumped off it again. I got kicked out for that.
Yeah, but you did it twice when they told you already not to do it.
But this is what I mean. And I think these are the kind of things that maybe, because we're Radio 1, we might be able to smooth over.
I don't know about this one. Howie from South Wales got banned. Now, admittedly, he was sick in a glass. And then, after trying to drink it, just left it on the bar.
Yeah, which is a terrible thing to do at the time. But I think now time's passed a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe solvable.
Let us know if you've been banned and you want to try and reverse it. We can maybe help.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
See, loads of people have been... kicked out of their pub and club. If it's not too serious, we might call you back. See, you shouldn't have taken the soap dispenser with you. That's actually theft, this person. I can understand why they chucked you out.
And at the time, they will have been very angry. But I don't know, maybe with the right apology, you should be able to get back in. Maybe we can help.
Yeah, maybe we can unban you. Paul, what are you saying?
Hiya, Scott. I've been banned from my local club for 1,000 years.
1,000 years? I wasn't aware you could get 1,000-year ban.
Even did I, Scott, until I tried to get in.
Why is it 1,000 years?
Well, there was an incident which involved me singing Justin Bieber on a night out.
Right. Why were you singing Justin Bieber and why did that get you banned?
Well, I'm still trying to ask the same question, but it was 2 years ago now. It's in a club local to me and it's sort of a club that... all my mates go to, everyone from around the area goes to, so it's really a place you don't want to be getting bars from.
Yeah.
And it was towards the end of the night, boxing night, and they were trying to get rid of all the crowd and make sure everyone was going home, and I sort of burst into Justin Bieber, Love Yourself, a few choruses of that, and Next thing I know, went up a few days later, apologised about my actions, not thinking it was going to be a big deal, and put my ID up, and it came up with a big X saying, please come back in 3,000 and...
hang on a minute, though. The 1,000-year ban. What you're claiming here is you've received a 1,000-year ban for singing Justin Bieber. That can't be the whole story.
I promise you, I've got the photo proof to prove it.
Oh, you got a photo? What, from the CCTV?
No, not that, guys. A photo of the ID scanner.
Who were you singing Justin Bieber to, and what song?
So it was the female bouncer. So it went sort of quiet, and I hit the "My Mama Don't Like You" chorus a few times, and was directed at her, and she didn't take too well to it.
All right, so imagine I'm the female bouncer, all right?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's reenact the scene outside your local club, okay?
All right, yeah.
Okay. Oi! Oh, no, sorry, I'm female. You need to go home.
My mama don't like you and she likes everyone.
I reckon you probably sang it more than once, okay? Is that true?
Yeah, we're probably looking at about 9 or 10, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, I'd chuck you out.
You'd chuck me out for that as well?
Yeah, I would. We're getting more to the meat of the story now as it's kind of unravelling what actually happened.
It's probably shouting Justin Bieber lyrics in her face.
I'm kind of understanding more why you've got a 1,000-year ban. Okay, let's do it again. You need to go home.
My mama don't like you and she likes everyone.
Yeah, right, but get out.
My mama don't like you and she likes everyone.
Yeah, but also get a taxi. Get out.
My mama don't like you and she likes everyone.
That's annoying.
I'm sure when it played out, it was a lot louder. Also, did you say it was boxing night? So she'd probably had to deal with all sorts of people all day and then all night.
Yeah. She's probably fed up, yeah. I can't really blame her, but I thought 1,000 years is a bit too...
I think 1,000 years is harsh.
I mean...
at least 100, but...
Well, this is worse than life imprisonment.
It is, especially when it affects most pubs in the UK.
What do you mean?
They're all joined up to the same ID scanners, so...
Oh, yes, they are!
Are they?
So
I went to Liverpool a few months later, not thinking anything about it, and got stopped by the bouncers like Nostan Iceland.
Your 1,000-year ban is UK-wide.
UK-wide, so...
Oh, no!
Going out abroad just for long weekends.
Yes, so whenever you scan your ID in any nightclub, it's flashing up, don't let him in, 1,000-year ban.
Yeah, it comes up with an X, any club. So I went down to Inferno's in Clapham, everything.
So has this curtailed your social life somewhat?
It has done, but you find ways around it. So no, I'm still out and about.
Yeah, you're more a pub man now, aren't you?
Yeah, that's the only thing, right? You're sitting in an old Irish pub and all my mates are leaving about 9 o'clock and I'm sitting up with Dennis drinking Guinness until 2 a.m.
All because you've sung Justin Bieber.
All because your past does this.
Oh, no. And it must be like a gamble for you every time. Isn't that mad? It's not even a lifetime ban, Scott.
They've gone
for the afterlife as well. You're not even going to be raving in your afterlife. You won't be allowed in. You'll get to the gates of heaven and it'll be like,
You'll get to Inferno's in heaven. All right, good to speak to you. There's nothing I can do about this.
No worries. Appreciate your time.
Good to speak to you anyway. Love you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Scott
Mills. And my mate Unlucky Gary's been on. He got thrown out of a bar for using the ladies' loo.
Yeah, classic.
They don't normally mind that in gay bars. Which, of course, are the only ones he goes to, so I'm surprised.
I think we need to try help solve these situations a bit more.
I do as well. Did someone really get banned for life from a club in Southampton for wearing a Slazenger polo? I mean, terrible, but a decision I fully agree with. BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. If I had to name 5 of the fattest people I know, he'd be 3 of them. It's Charlie Slough.
Ow!
Hold on a minute. I actually think we're going to have to stop with those. Look at him.
I know, he's a shadow of himself.
Yeah.
Have you been doing the training or doing the healthy eating?
Healthy eating. I've been eating clean. I'm trying to stay alive. I'm trying to be, you know, around to spend this money.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you're making, aren't you?
Mm.
Making it rain, aren't you?
I'm making it rain.
All them gigs at Yates's.
So what? Nose peas.
But talk me through what you're eating then.
So I've cut out all red meat.
Okay. Right.
Which was, you know...
I mean, you used to chomp on the steaks.
Them steaks used to get mushy up.
Woo!
So I've cut... You know, that was the hardest thing for me, you know?
Was it?
The steaks. Because I do love a steak. And I do love a bit of lamb as well.
Yeah.
And
very fatty.
Very fatty. And they're gone.
And are you exercising at all? Or?
I am.
You're looking good on it, mate.
Thanks, man.
Don't lose too much.
No,
weight,
no, well, I'm kind of here now. I'm in the zone, the comfortable zone,
yeah,
where I can shop again for clothes that fit me.
Yeah, it's nice. I'm really pleased for you.
Thanks, bro.
But don't lose too much weight because that's your brand.
Yeah, it's true.
That's what you call yourself.
Yeah, best looking fat guy in the universe.
Right.
So, I'll always be that.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever been chucked out of a club? We're just doing this on the show today. Some people have been chucked out for some really weird reasons.
I don't think I have, to be honest.
Like the person that got chucked out for pretending that the straw behind their ear was a Bluetooth headset.
Fascinating, that one, yeah. Yeah, there's all sorts. Yeah, look,
Elliot,
this afternoon, lads, I got kicked out of a club in Norwich for pretending that a drink straw behind my ear was a Bluetooth headset.
Got chucked out?
Wow.
Harsh. Oh. Have you ever had anyone removed from a nightclub?
Yeah, many a times.
Have you?
Yeah.
For minor times. Reasons, probably.
No,
as
not
well.
For minor reasons as such. More, you know, harassment.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What, so if someone asked for a photo?
No, I'm totally down with that.
You are,
I'm not going to get into why.
If someone asked for two
it's
or three photos,
for
though, it's like, no, come on.
Yeah.
Sometimes if there's always a bloke in the crowd at my gigs doing a hand sign.
There's always one. No, there's always one.
There is.
Someone threw a glass at me while I was on stage once.
That's terrible.
Well, no, that's there. You should go for that.
Yeah, definitely you should go for that. Or the time that someone threw a firework at me.
What?
Right.
Well, don't.
Dangerous.
Removed.
Out of the club, go.
They were there. Well, the police were called.
Barred.
They were barred for life. And
quite
so
they should be.
A thousand years. For you, sir.
Here's today's Real or No Real.
High-end fashion brand Chanel have launched a boomerang which will set you back £2,000.
We were just chatting off air. You've changed with the brands now, haven't you?
I wouldn't say I've changed. I've just become a little bit more responsible.
What do you mean?
So instead of spending £4,000 in a bag, I'm quite content with spending £3,500.
Right. Oh, that's a lot of change there.
Yeah.
So you're not quite in Primani yet, no?
No. I wouldn't rubbish it, though. You look disgusted. You look disgusted there, Millsy.
What pants do you wear? That's a good sign.
Versace.
Yeah.
Calvin's.
Mm-hmm.
Or Hugo's.
Well, you haven't changed at all, have you? You have not changed one bit.
Yeah.
All right, so Chanel have launched a boomerang, a high-end one, obviously. £2,000, that's going to cost
but
you.
Then you're
that's the kind of thing you would buy.
But that's mad, because then you're throwing that thing away.
But it comes
and hoping that no, yeah, but no, in its journey back to you, someone could grab it. An excitable dog could leap up and sort of grab it in its mouth. You know, woof, take that thing.
Wouldn't want that.
Whoa. £2,000 for a boomerang?
Did you hear that?
No, is that your belly?
That was my stomach.
Oh, yeah. It's crying out for the steak.
It is screaming. You say the word and it's just like, give me some steak. I need that red meat in my life. What are you doing to me, man?
Real or no real, Chanel boomerang. Chris?
I'm going to go no real. No, of course not.
I'm going to say real because I can imagine they're running out of ideas and they're thinking, right, how can we keep taking people's money with these ridiculous ideas? I know, let's roll with a boomerang. Real.
That one is real.
It is real. While it's only currently available in Australia, where else? Top high-end fashion brand Chanel have launched an actual boomerang and it is it's actually $2,000 Australian, so fine. Not fine. We'll do some more real or no real after this.
One. Our big weekend prizes have just reached the next level. The ultimate level, I feel. BBC Radio 1's Big Weekend. Hull. Tomorrow's prize is you will get tickets for the entire weekend and potentially you could be coming backstage to meet the legendary Biffy Clyro. Win tomorrow from 8 a.m.
She played the fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just wanna dance. I met her on Grafton Street, right outside of the bar. She shared a cigarette with me while her brother played the guitar. She asked me, what does it mean? The Gaelic ink on your arm. Said it was one of my friend's songs. Do you want to drink on? She took Jamie as a chaser, Jack for the fun. She got Arthur on the table with Johnny riding a shotgun. Chatted some more, one more drink at the bar. Then put Van on the jukebox, got up to dance. You know she played her fiddle. She fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just wanna dance with my pretty little Galway girl. Are you my pretty little Galway girl? Hey. You know she beat me at darts and then she beat me at pool. And then she kissed me like there was nobody else in the room. As last orders were called was when she stood on the stool. I After dancing to Kaylee singing to trad tunes, I never heard Carrick Fergus ever sung so sweet. A cappella in the bar using her feet for a beat. Oh, I could have that voice playing on repeat for a week. And in this packed out room, swear she was singing to me. You know she played her fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just wanna dance. My pretty little girl. Closing time, I was holding her hand was holding mine. Our coats both smell of smoke, whiskey and wine. As we fill up her lungs with the cold air of the night. I walked her home, then she took me inside to finish some Doritos and another bottle of wine. I swear I'm gonna put you in a song that I write about a Galway girl and a perfect night. She played the fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just wanna dance. My pretty little Galway girl.
A whole song like that.
That sounded sick, you know.
It didn't, did it?
No, it didn't. It sounded sick. I reckon if Ed heard that, he'd be like, yo, remix.
You reckon?
Yeah, he'd be like, remix, remix.
Remix.
Metic.
Remix.
And now it's time for another real or no real fact. Might be true, might not.
The latest trend to take the clubbing world by storm, wearing nothing but duct tape.
Oh my God, this is a mad thing. I've seen this.
Where have you seen it?
You wear duct tape.
No, I don't wear duct tape. Listen, this weekend, I was in Mallorca, Magaluf.
Where are you?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. And
why that?
It wasn't the first time that I had seen people turning up to the party in nothing but duct tape.
Mm.
It's a new thing.
Just in Mallorca, or is it at the other gigs, like Flamingos and Derby and that?
I don't think I've ever played Flamingos and Derby. But it's not only the girls doing it. The men are doing it as well.
Oh.
How?
And the men are making designer slides from duct tape.
Really?
This is a real thing. This is a real thing.
Is this just heavy duty tape? Am I right? Yeah, we're all thinking the same thing.
Do you know there's a famous pair of slides that, you know, are very desirable out there that incorporate the red stripe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The sliders.
Sliders.
Shoes.
Like sliders.
Sliders. Sliders.
Am I being unreasonable here? What are you on about?
Sliders.
What's a
like
slider?
Like flip-flops about the bit in, that like, goes between your toe?
Yeah. Like a sandal thing.
So how are you walking on those?
They're just
whoa.
Footwear.
This yeah, but you're saying happening. There's nothing between the toes? Look, no. Everyone's looking at me like I'm being unreasonable.
No,
here.
They're kind of...
Just
the
Google,
bit goes,
just Google oh. slider.
There's a bit goes over the foot.
Over the foot. Yeah. You just slide your foot into it.
You've never heard of a slider?
Mad thing.
Mad, isn't it?
Mad.
He can get through like 27 years of his life, wherever it is now.
That's
however old he is now.
Never heard of a slider. Sheltered.
Yeah, so people have been making their own designer sliders using different colour duct tape. And I've seen it in person. And I've seen women actually going out in duct tape outfits.
Okay.
Bizarre.
So you're saying
their bits.
You're saying real.
It's a fact.
Well, I guess that's why you're using it, aren't you? So you can use minimum amount of duct tape, because otherwise you'd just wear clothes, wouldn't you?
Mm.
It's
bizarre. But then people wearing it as clothing, when you take it off, that must involve quite a lot of pain.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if you're a man.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. Painful before bed, isn't
whoa.
It?
Well,
yeah. And obviously you can't re-wear it.
Mm.
Wear it once, isn't it?
Yeah.
No real.
No real.
That one is real.
It's real, like you said, Charlie Slough. Club promoter Joel Alvarez has launched an artistic venture called the Black Tape Project, where patrons are encouraged to wear nothing but black duct tape. Obviously, it's happening in Mallorca as well.
Yeah, exactly. Wow.
At the end of that round of real or no real?
Well, we all need to get the duct tape on. I got nothing. Charlie got 20.
Run away with it this week. Run away with it, mate.
And on one extra at 4 o'clock,
oh,
Dev's on Radio 1.
My gosh, you're not going to believe it. on the show this week, we've got a very, 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 very special guest.
He's just trying to figure it out.
No.
That's why he's stalling
real talk,
for time.
Real talk, you're not going to believe it. Coming in, talking to me about politics, we have Boris Johnson.
Oh, come on.
Boris Johnson's
on One Extra.
Yeah, he's on the show today.
Yeah.
Matting. Sure. We got Boris. Sure, my sure, G.
Sure. Scott Mills.
We are back tomorrow, 1 p.m. on BBC Radio 1, or get this handy free download and listen when you want. Scott Mills.